Sisters. It's I'm always gracious to come here.
弟兄姐妹早上好，每次来到这里我都非常的感恩。
Really being able to speak his words and even being able to come here, right, as a gathering, it's really through his grace.
都是他的恩典能够来到这里聚集跟弟兄姐妹分享主的话。
This is a privilege, it's not a right, you know, that we can do this.
这实在是神给我们的特权，不是我们能够这样做有什么权利。
So let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for giving us your words.
主，我们实在谢谢你把你的话赏赐给我们。
In the time of bad weather, in the time of COVID, of pandemic,
在这个恶劣的天气，在新冠疫情之中。
And that we can still come through technology and even some in person, we truly thank you for this gathering.
借着科技，也让还有一些可以到现场来聚会的，我们实在都感谢你。
May you help us so that we don't take this for granted.
我们感谢你，因为这不是我们理所当然可以有的。
Lord, so please speak to us because we know you have your will, you have your beautiful will that you're here to help us to see.
求你帮助我们向我们说话，因为我们知道你有你美丽的旨意要向我们显明。
We offer the following time to you.
我们把以下的时间交给你。
Please help us.
求你帮助我们。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. All right, so if you can, please turn to the book of Acts chapter 4.
如果可以的话，请大家打开《使徒行传》第四章。
We're going to follow the passage very closely.
我们会照着这段经文来讲。
And I also have a PowerPoint, so hopefully it can help us to understand the message.
我也有一个 PowerPoint, 希望能够帮助大家明白这段经文。
So let's turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 37.
我们一起来看《使徒行传》第四章第32节到37节。
It's a very short passage, but I'll just read in English for time. I'll just read English alone, and please follow along if you read in Chinese.
这是一段很短的经文，我用英文来读，希望大家能够跟着我。
So it's Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 37. Please turn with me, okay? If you have your Bible and in front of your computer or cell phone, please turn with me.
请大家打开圣经，或者在手机上，或者在电脑上，我们一起来读《使徒行传》第四章第32节到第37节。
So chapter 4, it says, verse 32, it says, Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many were owners of lands or houses, sold them, and brought the proceeds of what was sold, and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as they had need. Thus Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, he sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. So the title of this message is called Be My Witness, A Collage of a Beautiful Fellowship.
今天的题目是做我的见证人，就是聚会美丽的拼图。
You know, about 7 years ago, when I held my son Jeremiah, he was just born, right? I was in a delivery room.
7年以前，我儿子耶利米刚刚出生的时候，我在出生的地方，我抱着他。
The moment was so precious when I saw this newborn in my hand.
当我看到我手里这个新生的婴儿的时候，那一刻实在非常的宝贵。
I couldn't really take my eyes off him.
我的眼睛没有办法离开他。
So after he was all cleaned up, he was putting a basket next to my wife in the hospital room.
护士把他洗干净以后，把他放在一个小篮子里。
And I was looking at this baby, this newborn baby, and I kept on saying, wow, so handsome. Wow, so beautiful.
我一直看着这个婴儿，我就一直说，哇，这个小孩真英俊，真漂亮。
My mother-in-law came to the hospital to visit as well.
那我的岳父也到医院来看望我们。
And my mother-in-law.
岳母。
My mother-in-law came and I was telling her the same thing. Wow, so beautiful, so handsome. My goodness.
我对岳母也说同样的话，真英俊，真漂亮。
And both my wife Xianya and my mother-in-law said, "How do you know that he's so handsome?"
我太太跟我岳母都问我说，你怎么知道他那么英俊呢？
He's so wrinkly on his face and filled with hair, like facial hair, you know, baby hair.
你看他的脸上满是皱纹，也都是长有很多这个毛发。
He makes all these kinds of different ugly expressions all the time, right? Like reflexes, right? How can you see that he's handsome?
其实你看他的时候，真的其实挺丑，怎么在你眼中会这么英俊呢？
I didn't really care because in my eyes, he's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
我才不管呢，因为在我眼里他是最最漂亮的孩子。
Well, of course, outside of my wife, right? But you know, he's the most beautiful thing, right, that I've ever seen.
当然了，在除了我太太之外，他是我见过的最漂亮的。And
after this little guy was born, he basically forever changed my life and my wife's life.
那这个孩子出生之后，他就将我的生命和我太太的生命都改变了。
Because from now on, we, our life, our focus is not on ourselves anymore.
因为从那个时候，我们生活的中心就不再是我们自己。
Our life now is that we need to think about how we are going to provide to this little creature.
我们的生活现在是要如何来供应这个刚刚出生的孩子。
That now God has given us this inheritance.
神把这个产业赐给我们。
Our focus now is to think, how can we care for this little guy? How can we take care of this little baby to bring him up?
那我们的焦点是如何把这个孩子带到？
I believe our Lord God.
我相信我们的主神。
Our Abba Father.
我们的阿爸父。
You know, his church is also his most precious creation.
他的教会是他最宝贵的创造。
And as we come to Acts chapter 4,
我们来到使徒行传第四章的时候,
and today where the passage that we read,
今天我读的这段经文,
we also see something beautiful that was born.
我们也看到一个非常美丽的出生,
and the Holy Spirit from chapter 2,
从第四章开始, 圣灵,
has been there to guide this church along.
来带领教会,
allow this church to continue to grow and mature in the midst of difficulties and persecutions.
使教会在难处、在逼迫中能够成长、能够成熟。
You know, the Lord Jesus Christ in chapter 1, right, he ascended to the heavens.
在第一章中主耶稣基督升天。
And right before he went up, he said, he gave a great commission to those that followed him.
在他升天之前，他把大使命 给了那些跟从他的人。
He said, "Be my witness."
他说, 做我的见证。
Be my witness.
做我的见证人。
And but guess what? I'm going to give you a provision to help you.
他说, 我要供应你们一切的需要来帮助你们。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
这个供应就是圣灵。
And then immediately after he went up to the heavens, we see the Holy Spirit came down in chapter 2.
他升天之后, 他立刻 就把圣灵降下，正像在第二章中所看到。
And step by step, we see how God, through the Holy, to the Holy Spirit, helped the church to grow and mature to become His witness.
然后我们就看到圣灵如何一步一步的带领他们，祝福他们，使他们成为见证人。
You started to see that Peter preached, and 3,000 were added to them.
我们看到彼得一讲到三千人信主。
And later on, Peter preached again, and 2,000 were added to them.
彼得再一次讲到，又有两千人信主。
Or it says amounted to 5,000 total, right?
说有五千人。
And those were just men, not including women and children.
五千个男人，不包括妇女和孩子。
So when I talk about this church,
所以当我们讲到这个教会
，I'm not sure. The whole priestly family,
所有的祭司,
okay, try to stop them from preaching and performing miracles.
试图阻止他们传道行神迹。
But Peter and John were not afraid.
但是彼得和约翰并不害怕。
Because these, you know, these higher ups, those people who had power in society those days, they took Peter and John, right, to start it to ask them again in a courtyard.
那这些当时在社会上有权的人，他们把彼得、约翰抓起来，带到公会。
It's a pretty familiar scene, right? This is exactly what happened to Jesus, isn't it?
这对我们很熟悉，因为他们对主耶稣也是这样。
But guess what? Peter and John, they were not afraid.
结果呢，彼得和约翰他们并不害怕。
Peter, who fled Jesus before.
彼得他曾经他曾经呢背弃主。
Okay, he's not afraid anymore.
他再也不害怕。
And then they said this famous verse many of us we know.
他们说出了这句我们很多人都知道的名言。
They told these people whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than God, you must judge.
他们对这些人说，听从你们不听从神，在神面前合理不合理，你们自己斟酌。
The Supreme Court Judge of New Jersey.
带着州最高法院最高法院的法官。
Along with the mayor.
带着市长。
Even the responsible brother of your church.
甚至呢教会里面负责的弟兄。
All came to your house and took you away.
带到你家把你带走。
And tell you not to do certain things anymore.
让你不要再做某件事。
It's actually pretty frightening.
是不是很可怕？
But at that time, the believers, they were not afraid.
但是那个时候，这些信徒他们不害怕。
Right before verse 32, which is our passage began yesterday, in verse 30-31, it says they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
在我们今天读的32节之前的30和31节说他们被圣灵充满。
And they boldly preached the word of God.
他们大胆传讲神的道。
You know, it's so this Holy Spirit is continuously, if you read from chapter 2 all the way till now.
那我们如果从第二章一读到现在的话，我们可以一直看到圣灵。
They've gone through so many different things, so many different events, but the Holy Spirit is always there with them.
他们经历了很多的事情，很多的事件，但是一直有圣灵的同在。
And now we come to this passage that we read today.
然后就我们来到今天所看的经文。
And this is again one of the things that God has blessed this group of people.
这是神所做的一件再次祝福他们的事情。
That God has given a gift, a beautiful gift to this newly born church.
神把一个美丽的礼物赐给这个新生的婴儿。
Which is a beautiful picture, a picture that displayed outwardly.A beauty of a fellowship.
这就是把聚会 香蕉能够从外面美丽的彰显出来。
This is not something that they can see just by themselves.
这不是他们凭着自己能够看见的。
This is also things that other people, when they see this group of people living together, they can see.
这也是其他的人看到他们如何在一起生活，他们也能够看见。
It's an expression. It's something that's outward.
这是一个外在的表现。
This fellowship is something special.
这是一个特别的聚会。
It's a perfect unity that describes what true fellowship looks like.
这是一个能够将真正的合一彰显出来的完美的图画。
You know, in the first couple of chapters in Acts, in the book of Acts,
在使徒行传的前几章
we can see that there were many miracles happening in the church.
教会里面出现了许多的神迹。
There are sound preachings in the church.
他们有非常纯正的讲道
and even attractive preachings that attracted people to listen.
那吸引人的讲道使人深受吸引。
There can be even beautiful prayers in the church.
教会里面甚至有非常美丽的祈祷。
Just like, you know, every time when I come to New World Christian Fellowship.
就好像每次我到你们这里。
You know, I think one of those most precious thing about this gathering is that you spend so much time in the beginning to pray and sing praises and pray.
那非常宝贵的一件事情就是你们一来到就你们一开始就有许多非常宝贵的祷告。
But there are so all these things happening in amongst the believers, right?
在信主的人当中，这些都会发生。
But what brings all of these together?
但是把这些能够带在一起。
Is for these people to become a fellowship.
是让这些人他们能够彼此相交。
This fellowship is a consummation, is the summation of what's happening.
是这样的相交将所发生的事情都总结起来。
So let's examine together what is so unique and beautiful about this fellowship.
让我们一起来看这样的聚会有什么特殊之处。
In these couple of short, these six verses, God really showed us a beautiful collage.
在这短短的六节中，神让我们看到一幅美丽的拼图。
So let us go to verse 32.
我们先来看第三十二节。
Now it says, now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common.
那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家共用。
So verse 32, this is the first portion, first puzzle piece of the collage of fellowship.
三十二节，这是这个拼图里面的第一个部分，第一个小图。
It is true unity.
真实的合一。
It is true unity.
真实的合一。
You know, it was said in verse 4. Can we PowerPoint? It's the first piece of the picture, right? It's true unity.
第四节讲到这个拼图里面的第一个图就是真实的合一。
You know, it was said earlier in this chapter, verse 4, right, that the number of believers mounted to 5,000 at a time.
在这之前说当时信徒的人数在五千人。
But this is only the amount of men, right? We can estimate that the total number of believers were much greater than this.
这不过只是男人的数目，我们可以估计当时信徒的总数一定多得多。
And let's pay attention that this verse says the full number of those.
这里面是说所有相信的人。
That they had one heart and one soul.
他们是一心一意。
If you just read it through.
如果你只是读过去。
Right, the full number of those.
所有相信的人。
You know, if you just read it through, it might seem something that you say, oh, okay, good. They had unity. Wonderful.
如果你只是这样读过去，你可能会说Okay, 很好。
But if you truly think about this,
但是如果你真的想一想,
let's think about it a little bit.
让我们想一想,
how is this possible?
这怎么可能?
To have one heart and soul,
一心一意,
what does that mean?
什么意思呢?
It means they all desire the same thing.
就是说他们渴望同样的东西。
See, when we say unity, it does not mean uniformity.
当我们讲合一的时候，我们不是说
一致。
Yeah,
it's like they wear the same shirt.
穿同样的衣服。
They say the same thing.
说同样的话。
Okay, they do the same actions.
他们做同样的事。
No, here it says one mind and one soul and one heart. What does that mean? It means they want, they desire the same thing.
这里面说的一心一意是说他们有同样的渴望。
That they are all living towards the same thing.
他们为着同样的目标而生活。
They're still different people.
他们还是不同的人。
But yet, somehow, they all are living towards the same goal.
但是他们却有同样的生活的目标。
You know, it's, so imagine there are 5,000 of them.
想象一下他们一共有5,000人。
At least 5,000 of them.
至少有5,000人。
That they were, that the Bible would not lie, right? And it's describing to us, they all, the full number of them, not one exception, okay?All of them had the same mind, the same heart, and the same soul.
大家记得，圣经不会说谎。这里面讲到所有的人，五千人没有一个例外，他们都一心一意。
They were all drawn to one thing.
他们被同一个事所吸引。
God and God's family.
那就是神和神的家。
Right? You see, it's let's ask married couple here. I think most of you are married.
想象一下婚姻当中的两个人，我相信大部分人这里面已经结婚了。
Is it easy for two people, just two, okay, to have the same heart and same soul?
让两个人，仅仅是两个人能够同心同意。
If you're not married, ask your best friend.
如果你没有结婚的话，问你最好的朋友。
Okay, I can tell you, even after being married, right?
我可以说，即使结婚之后。
Having that kind of unity is still something you got to work on, right?
需要那样的合一还是需要我们去努力的。
I mean, this year will be the 10th anniversary for my wife and I, you know, after we got married.
今年呢是我跟我的太太结婚的10周年。
I can tell you to share the same goal or the same kind of mindset in our lives, that's still something we have to talk about.
我可以说，让我们两个人之间有同样的目标、同样的心思，那是需要我们去努力的。
Our background is so different. The way of thinking is so different.
我们的背景如此不同，以至于我们的想法、我们的思想也非常的不同。
And a lot of times, the goals and the ultimate goal of, you know, the different aspects of our lives, we have different goals.
很多时候我们对生活的看法不同，甚至我们的目标也不一样。
And a lot of times we got to communicate, we got to work on it and see how we can walk together.
很多时候我们需要交流，我们需要知道我们怎样能够同心。
It takes time, it takes a lot of communication, it takes a lot of prayers to learn to grow in unity, isn't it?
需要时间，需要很多的交流，需要祷告。然后我们才能
world, we still need to work on unity.
即使在这个在世界当中最亲密的关系当中，我们还需要为着合一而努力。
To have one heart and one soul.
使我们可以一心一意。
What about more than 5,000 of them?
那如果五千多人呢？
You mean, wait, you guys, in amongst of you,You are all thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ?
你想，是不是在我们当中，我们想到的都是主耶稣基督？
Not one person was distracted?
没有一个是被其他的事情所搅扰。
More than 5,000 of you?
我们五千人吗？
I can only proclaim that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我只能说这是圣灵的工作。
Because remember, this is exactly this, you know, immediately following the prior verses.
记得这是啊，紧接着前面的经文。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们被圣灵所充满。
You know, this kind of miracle is not accomplished by having rules among the believers.
不是靠着在信徒当中制定一些规则来达到的。
This is not done by having a strong ruler that says, you know, you shall do this.
也不是借着一个强大的统治者来命令
This is not maybe you can say, yeah, that ruler, that strong ruler is our father, right? It's our Abba father, right?
也许你可以说那个强大的统治者是我们的天父。
But it wasn't men. It wasn't any person.
但不是任何人。
This is not done by giving punishment to those who are not following rules of the church.
也不是通过惩罚那些不遵守教会规则的人来达到的。
This is not done by any kind of political ideology, any kind of isms that we live with.
也不是靠着政治上的任何的理想来达到的。
This is done by God and God alone and Holy Spirit.
这是只有神自己和圣灵能够做到。
It says that no one said any of the things that belonged to him was his own. They had everything in common.
没有一个人说他的东西他是他自己的，都是大家共用。
Let's examine this a little bit deeper.
我们再往深一点看这一点。
You know, people in this world often make a big mistake.
这个世界上的人经常犯大错。
We think the things that we have that belong to us is our own.
我们以为我们所有的东西是属于我们的。
You know, advertisements, commercials, schools,
广告学校,
and the famous 20th century saying, right? The American dream.
美国梦这个二十世纪最著名的口号。
Some of you may have heard of it, right? The American dream.
有些人应该听过美国梦。
It came from the 60s and the 70s.
这是从60年代、70年代开始。
Prior to when I was born, right?
在我出生之前。
But even after I was born, I've heard of this.
甚至但是呢，我也听到过。
What's the American dream?
美国梦是什么？
The American dream talks about ownership.
美国梦就是讲到拥有。
It talks about owning a property.
就是
It talks about owning a car.
有车,
even if we want to stretch a little bit, owning education, right? Education.
讲到教育,
有教育, right? So I'm not saying these things are not good.
我不是说这些事不好。
I'm pretty sure all of us here, we have some kind of possession that we own.
我们这里每个人都拥有一些东西。
But instead, we need to see correctly that none of this, none of it really, truly belongs to us.
但是我们需要正确的知道，我们所有这些东西不是属于我们的。
Everything we own belongs to God.
我们拥有的东西都属于神。
We are only stewards of all these things.
我们不过是这些东西的管家。
You know, many times I even have to remind myself that my three children right in front of me, I don't own them. They were given to me and I'm just a steward.
很多时候我要提醒我自己，在我眼前的这三个孩子也不是属于我的，我不过是。
And we need to be careful here because it says no one said any of the things that belonged to him was his own.
我们要注意这里面所说的他们所拥有的东西，没有人认为是他们自己的。
Okay, let's be very careful here because those things it still belong to them.
我们要小心这些东西还是他们的。
Okay, it belonged to them.
这些东西属于他们。
It's just in their mindset, they did not consider that they owned.
但是在他们的心里面，他们不想说这是他们。
Very important concept.
非常重要的观念。
Because there are people nowadays
因为今天的人,
that links this to some kind of political stance, even in the U.S.
即使在美国，基于他们政治立场。
These things belong to them.
这些东西属于他们,
they do own them.
他们确实拥有他们,
but in their mindset, they did not own them.
但是在他们的心态上, 这些东西不属于他们。
What does this mean in another words?
换句话说是什么意思?
They were ready to give.
他们随时可以付出。
When there is a need in the church,
如果教会有需要,
they were ready to give.
他们已经准备好了付出。No
one forces them to give.
没有人强迫他们付出。If
you go to next chapter, as Brother Harry has already mentioned, right, sin is in the church.
就像张恒弟兄刚才提到的，在下一章。
对进入了教会的时候。But remember, the apostles told Ananias, no one forced you to give anything.
记得使徒告诉亚拿尼亚说，没有人强迫你们。
It's your own will.
是你自己的意愿。
These people, they were ready to give out what they owned.
这些人他们准备好了付出。
This is a very important concept for us to understand.
这是我们需要明白的非常重要的观念。
Okay, that it is them considering, knowing that all these were given to God, given by God, so they were ready to give out anyways.
他们知道他们所拥有的一切的东西都是神给的，所以他们也准备好了随时放弃。
This verse said all believers of one heart and soul.
这里面讲所有的信徒一心一意。
This meant that they had unity.
这就是他们有合一。
And you know, one of the things that tests true unity is what?
大家是不知道检验是否是真正的合一的最好的方法是什么？
If there's a group of people,
如果有一群人
，sports team, let's say,
啊，体育
，or business partnerships,
或者商业的伙伴
，or even family members, right?
甚至家庭的成员
，or the army, the military,
或者军队。
Or even church brothers and sisters.
甚至教会的弟兄和姐妹。
When we say we have unity in amongst us.
当我们说我们当中有合一的时候。
If we want to test it, what's the best test to give?
我们想要检验的话，最好检验的方法是什么？
I can tell you one of the best tests to give is to throw money into the matter.
啊，我可以告诉大家，最好的一个检验的方法就是。能不能够把钱给出来？
Let them face the problem of money.
让他们面临金财务上的困难。
The best sports team, the most united sports team.
最好的体育队能够啊，最最有同心的体育队。
I follow sports, a lot of different sports. I love sports.
我喜欢体育，有各种各样的体育。
And a lot of times they break up because of what? Money.
很多时候他们分裂了，为什么呢？因为钱。
Partnerships, right?
因为他们的伙伴的关系。
Business partnerships.
商务伙业啊，伙伴的关系。
What about family members?
家庭成员呢
？Do you think family? Have you heard some families, you know, being broken up because of money?
有没有听过因为啊金钱的缘故一些家庭分裂了
？I don't think those are new news, right?
我相信这不是什么新闻。
Church brothers and sisters.
教会的弟兄和姐妹。
Whenever we talk about money, it's a sensitive topic, isn't it?
每次谈到金钱的时候，都是一个非常敏感的题目。
Oh, if you want to test someone or some group of people whether or not they have unity, just throw money at the matter.
那如果你想要检验啊一群人他们是不是有合一，你就可以用金钱来检验。
And at that time,
在那个时候
，this verse combined two of Unity and possession together.
这节经文呢，将合一和财富放在一起。
That they were even able to overcome this biggest obstacle to unity.
他们能够克服这个合一上最大的难处。
That they had one heart and one soul.
他们有一心一意。
And what's the biggest proof that they have one heart and one soul?
能够证明他们一心一意最大的证明是什么
？Is that they did not consider anything that they own to be their own, right?
就是他们所拥有的，他们不认为是属于他们的。
This kind of unity is amazing.
这样的合一非常的惊人。
Not only the number, more than 5,000.
不单单是五千多人这个数目。
But also the quality of this unity.
而且是这个合一的质量。
That they did not this.Their possessions, their belongings did not become an obstacle of their fellowship.
他们不让他们所拥有的财物成为他们合一的难处。
And then let's go to verse 33.
第33节。
It says, And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all.
使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。
You know, this is the second portion of the picture of fellowship.
这是这幅香蕉图画的第二部分。
It talks about the testimony of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
耶稣基督复活的见证。
And then there's this thing called great grace.
然后呢，这里面提到大恩。
Let's see what this means, huh?
我们来看这是什么意思。
So it says that they had the testimony from the apostles regarding the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们有耶稣基督从死里面复活的见证。
So the apostles, in order to be apostles, it actually means that they were the ones, they were eyewitnesses to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些使徒之所以能够成为使徒，是因为他们必须亲眼看见复活的主耶稣。
They walked with Jesus Christ.
他们与耶稣基督同行。
They saw Jesus Christ died.
他们看到耶稣死。
And they themselves saw Jesus resurrected.
他们也看到耶稣复活。
They were sharing with those people around them with boldness about this amazing thing that just happened.
他们放胆与周围的人分享着刚刚发生的令人惊奇的事情。
It's not something that happened 10 years ago.
这不是十年之前发生的事。
It's not something that happened 2 years ago.
也不是两年之前发生的事。
It's something that is so fresh that just happened.
是刚刚发生非常鲜活的事。
Of course, some time has passed, but it's not that long ago.
确实是过去的事，但是不是很久之前。
You know, and this itself is the gospel.
这本身就是福音。
You know, Jesus' resurrection is one of the fundamental elements of our faith.
耶稣基督复活是我们相信的，是我们相信的基本要素。
His resurrection changed everything.
他的复活改变了一切。
If he died on the cross,
如果他死在十字架上
，and he did not resurrect,
却没有复活
，then he is a dead God.
他就是一个死的神。
Which means that he is no God at all.
意思就是他根本不是神
，right? If he proclaimed, he proclaimed he's the Son of God.
如果他宣称自己是神的儿子
，he's the Son of Man.
是人子
，and he did not resurrect.
却没有复活。
Then guess what? Basically, he's just a crazy guy.
怎么样呢？他不过就是一个疯子。
If you all know C.S. Lewis, I love referring to him, right? You probably know by this time.
大家应该知道 C.S. Lewis， 因为我喜欢常常提到他。
You know, he said in his book.
他在书里面说
，Right for Jesus to proclaim that He is God，
如果基督要宣告他是神
，There are only two possibilities，
只有两种可能
，Either basically He is indeed God，
或者他确实是神
，Or He is just a lunatic，
或者他不过是一个疯子
，He's just a crazy guy，
他就是疯了
，There's no in between，
没有中间的可能
，If there is a person that proclaims that He is God。
如果有一个人宣称他是神
，There can be only two possibilities.
只有两种可能。
He's really God, or he's just crazy.
他确实是神，或者他是疯了。
Right. So Jesus' resurrection confirmed that he is not a lunatic.
耶稣复活证明他不是异象。
His resurrection gives us hope.
他的复活带给我们盼望。
To know that we will also resurrect.
让我们知道有一天我们也要复活。
Right. That he tells us that he has the conquer. He has the power to conquer death.
他告诉我们说他有能力征服死亡。
That we should no more fear death no more.
我们不再惧怕死亡。
Right, his resurrection gives us peace.
他的复活带给我们平安。
You know why? Because we know that he is living today.
为什么？因为我们知道他今天还活着。
That he walks with us on this pilgrimage.
他与我们同行。
Right, and this, the resurrection is the foundation, one of the foundations of our faith.
复活是我们信仰的根基之一。
And what's even more, it says there's great grace upon them all.
然后接下来说，在众人中啊，众人都蒙大恩。
I can tell you just by these two terminologies, I spent hours and hours of time.
我可以说，就这两句话，我们就可以谈论很久。
What does? Well, it took me to find out what it really means.
我花了好多时间才明白这两个词。
Oh, great grace was upon them. Okay.
那大恩。
What's great grace?
大恩是什么意思
？What's the difference between great grace and grace?
恩典和大恩有什么不同
？What is it, right? References, right? There are some reference that says great grace means God has given them great blessings.
我们可以看一些参考，那有一些是说呢，大恩是说众人，
God given them great blessings.
就是神向他们
Yeah, that helps, right?
That doesn't
help. All right, some reference means says because great grace means because of God.
那大恩呢, 也有人说, 因为神,
the believers or found or apostles have found favor in the people listening to them.
那么那些听了使徒的传道的人,
Basically, God gave them blessing so that when they talk, when they spread the gospel, those around them, they actually liked the Christians at the time.
或者说呢, 因为神祝福他们, 所以听他们讲到的众人都喜悦他们。
Some say great grace means the ability to make, to be testimonies.
还有人说呢, 大恩就是让他们能够做见证。
You know, that they were able to do testimony just like verse 33, right? They were giving the testimony of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, right? That it just means that God blessed them with the ability to do testimonies.
或者呢,像33节所说的, 神祝福了他们,使他们有能力来做见证,来传道。
Or some, another reference said, you know, at that time, because at that, we're called Christians, but at that time, they were not called Christians.
或者也有人说, 那个时候我们现在是被称为基督徒，但是那个时候还没有。
But God gave them great grace so that they were able to be witnesses around those, so people can see they're different.
或者那所以有人说呢，因为神祝福他们，所以呢，他们可以在众人面前来做见证。
If you go to chapter 11, right, in the church of Antioch, you can see the first time the believers were called Christians.
如果我们看后面的第十一章，就会看到那个时候第一次啊，有人称他们为基督徒在安提阿。At
that time, it was also said that grace was upon them, and people were able to see, wow, this group of people, they're different.
在那里面也说神的恩典与他们同在，所以周围的人说他们是一群特殊的人。
And they're called Christians, meaning Christ Junior.
所以他们被称为基督徒，就是叫基督。Right,
some people actually said this is, you know, great grace just simply means that they were, God gave them abundance, okay, so they did not lack in anything, connecting to the next verse, right?
那也有人说这大恩就是说呢，神赐予他们丰富，使他们 不致缺乏。It
doesn't matter how we interpret this verse.
无论我们怎么解释。
It means that in verse 33, it's, you know, the apostles, they were making testimonies of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
33节就是说这些使徒他们见证耶稣基督从死里复活。
And that God blessed them greatly.
神大大地祝福他们。
Okay, God was with them.
神与他们同在。
It's not they're just doing these testimony on their own.
不是他们自己来做见证。
That God was there to bless them as well.
神在那里祝福他们,
you know, so there are teachings of the Word of God. There are people who are drawn to them.
人们被他们吸引,
and drawn to whom? Drawn to Jesus Christ.
被吸引到哪里? 被吸引到耶稣基督。
And then there's something more.
还有更多,
let's go to our verse 34. It says,
34节,
there was not a needy person among them, for as many were owners of lands or houses, sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as they had need.
34 and 35, sorry. 34和35节，内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的银价拿来放在使徒脚前。
So this is the third portion of the picture of fellowship. They loved, they truly loved each other and cared for each other. What else is so unique among them? There was not a needy person. When we say not a needy person.
当我们说没有需要帮助人,
in English, it might sound like, you know, people that, you know, who are needy, right? Like they complain a lot.
在英文中好像是因为有人需要，所以他们会抱怨。
No, it's not what this means, right? Not a needy means there's no one that lacked anything.
那不是意思呢？这里的意思是说，啊，没有人还需要什么。
By the sharing of everything.
借着彼此分享。
By the great grace of God.
借着神的大恩。
There was not a needy person.
没有一个人再需要什么。
Right? If you're looking, because of time, I quick reference, okay? If you're looking the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, if you're looking the New Testament, 2 Corinthians.
因为时间的缘故，我只是很快的提到一下，如果我们看旧约的申命记和新约的哥林多后书。
It all talked about the fact, the matter of the fact is that God has this blessing and promise in amongst the Israelites.
那里面都讲到神在以色列人当中有祝福。
That there is not going to be, no one will be lacking.
以至于你们中间没有穷人。
And God's will is here satisfied.
神的意愿在这里面得到满足。
You know, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在旧约在新约。
It is all demonstrated here.
都在这里面显明。
That there's no one that lack, that is lacking, and there shall be no needy people in amongst you.
没有人再有需要，所以每一个人都得到满足。
You know, these people, these followers, these believers, they truly follow the word of God.
这些信主的人，他们真实的跟从主。
They truly loved one another.
他们真实的彼此相爱。
They truly cared for one another.
他们真实的彼此照顾。
Right? Can we say in any church nowadays to say, oh, there's not a needy person?
我们现在能不能说，在任何一个教会里面有？不再有需要的人。
Probably not, right?
大概不行。
We'll revisit this a little bit in the conclusion, okay?
那我们到最后结论的时候会再来看这一点。
So what's another precious thing we see here from verse 34 and 35?
从34-35节我们还能看到其他什么宝贵的东西。
This is the fourth portion of the picture of this beautiful collage.
这是这个美丽拼图的第四部分。
They had trust.
就是他们信任。
They had trust.
他们有信任。
What's the best sign of trust?
信任的最好的标志是什么？
Now, when you are willing to give all of your money to someone,
就是你把你所有的钱你愿意交给别人。
And not only your money to someone,
不单单是把你钱给别人。
And allow, but also allow those people or that person to use however they want.
而且让那个人照着他所喜悦的去支配。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？
They sold their land and houses.
他们把他们的地和房产卖掉。
It's and they had this proceed.
然后
the proceed.
他们卖了的钱。
They gave it to the apostles.
交给使徒。
They laid it at the apostles' feet.
放在使徒的脚前。
And this proceed was used to take care of the need of people.
然后按照需要分给需要的人。
All right, let's not let that fly away really quickly, okay? Let that sink in a little bit as well.
不要让这件事情很快的就消失，让我们沉淀下来想一想。
They sold
their
land and houses.
把地产和房屋卖掉了。
And it was said that it's not like they sold, everyone sold at the same time.
而不是说他们把这些东西同时他们大家同时把这些东西卖掉。
There were translations that were saying that from time to time, they sold them.
有的翻译是说他们随着时间把东西卖掉了。
It means that as a need arises,
就是说到当有需要的时候，
someone sees that need and they will sell their belonging to help that need.
有人看到了，就把他们所有的卖掉来帮助有需要的人。
This is basically all that they had.
这是他们所拥有的一切。
They would have this big pot of money, I would guess, bigger than normal, right?
那我想呢，他们应该有很多的钱，至少是比一般的人多。
They took it and gave it to the apostles.
他们拿来交给使徒。
Just imagine that.
就想象一下。
Do it today.
今天这样做的话。
You sell your house.
你把房子卖了。
You know what? Let's say not house. You sell your car.
比方说，不是卖房，把车卖了。
You bring that car, the money, and then lay it in front of the responsible brothers of the church.
你把那个钱拿来放在教会里面负责的弟兄的脚前。
You don't tell them how to use it.
你不需要告诉他怎样使用。
You trust that they will have the wisdom and the integrity to use it the right way.
你相信他们有智慧，他们有品格来正确的使用。
Just give it to them.
就把钱给他们。
This is not something easy to do.
这不是件容易的事。
Of course, I am not here to say go and sell your cars, okay, tomorrow. Please don't do that.
当然我不是叫大家把车卖了。
But this is a picture that the Holy Spirit is showing us.
但是这是圣灵向我们展现的一幅图画。
This is the mindset that they had that they were ready to give.
这是他们准备要付出的那种心态。
They're not only ready to give.
不单单他们准备好了。
When they give,
当他们给出去的时候,
it's not only giving,
不单单给,
they're giving up,
而且他们放弃,
completely give up,
完全放弃。
Here it is,
钱在这儿,
use it as you see,
按照你所看见的去使用。
This kind of trust,
这样的信任,
doesn't belong in the world,
世界上没有。
You know, this kind of trust is unseen throughout history.
在历史上也看不到这样的信任。
Let me give you a really imperfect example.
我给大家一个不是特别恰当的例子。
You know, the U.S. Army, right, is sometimes considered as the best fighting force in the world, right?
有的时候我们知道。美国陆军是在这个世界上最能打仗的。
At that time in the Bible, as Christians, we see a lot of times we are also called what? The army, right? The army of God.
在圣经里面，我们也常常看到圣经说我们是神的军队。
That we shall put on, be equipped by Him, right?
我们要穿上他所赐给我们的军装。
That we are here to fight, to be witnesses for Him.
我们要为他征战，成为他的见证。
So in the U.S. Army,
在美国的陆军
，What is the one thing that helps them to become the greatest fighting force in the world, the best army in the world?
是哪一件事使他们成为在世界上最有战斗力的军队呢
？Some of you may think it's the technology.
我们有些人大概以为是科技。
Some of you may think, oh, it's money.
或者金钱。
This picture is actually taken from the Army leadership training.
这张图画其实是从在他们军队里面受训的时候的图画。
And do you see what's right in the middle?
有没有看到在中间？
It's called trust.
中间那个词就是信任。
It's actually described to be this is the keystone.
这是最最重要的基石。
That connects everything else together.
把其他的都连接在一起。
What's a keystone? If you look at that picture.
如果看这幅图画的话，基石在哪里呢
？In the Roman times, when they're trying to build a bridge.
罗马时代时候，当人们要建造一座桥的时候。
When they're building an arch.
要一个拱形的桥的话。
The last stone that's put right in the middle is called the keystone.
在正中间的最后那块石头叫做基石。
That keystone shaped like an upside down trapezoid is the last stone to put to hold the entire bridge together.
是那块基石使整个的桥都靠它来支撑。
It is trust.
就是信任。
Trust is a very powerful thing.
信任是非常强有力的。
Can we go to the next slide? You know, We can see that the Holy Spirit has given them so much.
我们看到圣灵赐给他们许多。
And the Holy Spirit gave them something called trust.
圣灵把信任也托付给他们。
That in this newborn church,
在这个新生的教会
yeah, they are newly born.
他们是刚刚出生。
But yeah, they are so powerful.
但是却强有，却非常的有力。
Their witness is so powerful.
他们的见证是如此的有力。
They can even withstand persecutions now.
他们现在可以承受逼迫。
And you can see later on in chapter 5, they can withstand weaknesses from within their own body.
在下一章也可以看到他们也可以胜过自己的软弱。
Okay, this newborn church, newborn baby is new, but yet really strong.
这个新生的婴儿是刚刚出生的，但是却非常的有力。
You know, verse 36 and 37.
36和37节。
It says, "Thus Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold the field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet."
有一个利未人生在居比路，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴，翻出来就是劝慰子。他有田地，也卖了，把银价拿来放在使徒脚前。
When I read this, it just reminded me, you know, he is called Barnabas is called the son of encouragement, right?
巴拿巴的意思啊，这里面提醒我就是劝慰子。
And we remember what Apostle John was called?
大家记得使徒约翰叫什么
？He also had a nickname, right?
他也有一个绰号。
The son of thunder.
叫做雷子。
Of course, now he's not a son of thunder, right?
当然，这个时候他已经不再是雷子了。
But this is interesting. This is where he came from, right? John, Apostle John, he was a son of thunder.
但是很有趣的是，他原来是这样，他叫做雷子。
Just in this uniquely born new fellowship, you got a son of encouragement, you got a son of thunder. They were able to love one another. Just think about that.
就是在这个新生的教会里面，有劝慰子，有雷子，他们可以在一起相交。
So this person Joseph, his life was so unique.
这个巴拿巴他的生命如此独特。
His testimony was so strong.
他的见证如此强大。
That his name was Joseph, but then the apostle gave him a new name.
他虽然叫约瑟，但是使徒给他起了一个新的名字。
Called Barnabas.
叫做巴拿巴
，son of encouragement，
鼓励之子
；son of consolation，
安慰之子
；or comforter， as we know，
或者安慰者。
You know， it was said that he was a Levite。
啊，圣经说他是一个利未人。
You know what a Levite means, right？
大家知道利未人是意味着什么
？Were Levites were supposed to have possessions？
利未人应该拥有土地吗？
Were they supposed to have their own property?
他们应该有自己的财产吗？
If you know the Bible, right? No, right?
如果知道圣经，就知道他们不应该有。
The Levites were supposed to live off the provision of God.
利未人应该完全依靠神的供应。
They don't own anything.
他们不应该拥有任何东西。
But here it says this person Barnabas, he actually owned something.
这里面却告诉我们说，巴拿巴他却有东西。
He was also from Cyprus, so he left the land of Israel.
他从居比路来，说明他离开了神的应许之地。
We don't know whether he was born there, right? He said he's a native, so he was born there. So his family left.
我们不知道怎么回事，但是我们知道他出生在那里，他的家在那里。
We don't know how he got the land.
我们也不知道他怎么拥有了土地。
Maybe he bought it.
也许是他买的。
Maybe his ancestors bought it and gave it to him.
也许他祖先买，然后给他的。
But he had it.
但是他就有了。
He had something that he was not supposed to own.
他有了他不应该有的东西。
But now he sold it.
但是现在他卖掉了。
You know, he knows the land that he had did not belong to him.
他知道他所拥有的土地不属于他。
That he was willing to sell the field that belonged to him and he laid the money at the apostles' feet.
所以他愿意把他的土地卖了，把钱摆在使徒的脚前。
Whoever he was before,
不管他过去是什么人，
we can see that now he is a person that is willing to obey, to followGod's words.
但是我们现在看到他愿意来顺，他成为愿意顺服跟从主的人。
This is a strong testimony.
这是一个非常强的见证。
You know, he is called the son of consolation.
他叫劝慰之子。
Or encouragement, right?
或者鼓励之子。
When we think of this title, this name,
当我们想到这个称号的时候
，What do you think of？
你会想到什么
？A lot of times when I think of this name, I think of oh, he is someone who says really gentle words, right？
常常我会想到这是一个会说温柔话的人。
That he is someone that can with his words help people。
他会用他的话来帮助人。
Right, that he is there to encourage when people need, you know, encouragement.
当人需要鼓励的时候，他会来鼓励他们。
But remember, he did not call himself the son of encouragement.
记得他没有把自己称作安慰之子。
It's the apostles that called him the son of encouragement.
是使徒称他为鼓励之子。
That his testimony is so strong.
因为他的见证如此有力。
That he is given.A new name.
所以他得到这个新的名字。
And I believe that his testimony is not only through his words, the way that he speaks.
我相信他的见证不单单是通过他的话。
That he is also encouraging others through his own life testimony.
他用他生命的见证来鼓励别人。
That it is his life testimony that can show people what a great God we have.
是用他的见证来显明，向人们显明我们的神是何等伟大。
So in conclusion, what do you see here?
那么最后的结论，我们在这里看到什么？
What do we see here?
我们在这里看到了什么？
They have the unity.
他们的合一。
They have the same desire, same want, same purpose of living.
他们同样的愿望，同样的追求，同样的生活目的。
Right, they have the sharing of the word of the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
他们分享主的话和耶稣基督的复活。
They have blessings from God.
他们有来自神的祝福。
They truly loved and cared for one another.
他们彼此真实的相爱，真实的关怀。
And not only that, they had this trust, this surpassing trust, unbelievable trust that's in amongst them.
而且他们当中有着不可置信的超越的彼此的信任。
And what's even more beautiful is that they have a living testimony living right in front of them.
更美丽的是在他们当中有这样活的见证。
You know, this is a beautiful picture, right?
这是一幅美丽的图画。
This is not a church that they had bylaws or rules they had to follow.
这不是一个要遵守教会的律法和规章的教会。
This is done possible through their fundamental and their deepest understanding and love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
这只有在他们真实的认识主，能够爱主，才能够活出来。
This passage gives us a sweet aroma. Some people even describe that they can smell.
这段经文让我们闻到馨香之气，有人说我们甚至可以闻到。
This is a kind of fellowship that belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是属于我们主耶稣基督的聚会。
You know, and sometimes people say, how can we see that in our lives today?
有时候我们会说，今天在我们的生活中如何能够看到呢？
When we compare our church to the church at that time.
当我们比较我们今天的教会和那个时候的教会。
But I can tell you, brothers and sisters, truly, it's still among us.
但是弟兄姐妹，我可以告诉大家，今天在我们当中还是如此。
From a man, you know, unnamed brothers and sisters helping each other during COVID and sicknesses.
比如说，在新冠疫情之间，有不透露姓名的弟兄姐妹的帮助。
Back in December, my entire family, four out of five, my youngest daughter was the strongest. She's a three-year-old and she didn't become sick, but the four of us, we all got COVID.
12月份的时候，我们家五口人，除了我最小的女儿，她是最有抵抗力的，其他的人12月份的时候都得了新冠。
And often we will see, like, unnamed people, when we open up our doors, we just have...boxes and boxes of food and fruits and different things.
很多时候，当我们打开门的时候，就会看到不知名的弟兄姐妹放了一箱一箱的食物、水果。
To this day, we still don't know who they are.
直到今天，我们也不知道是谁。
You know, from brothers and sisters praying for those they care for.
弟兄姐妹为那些他们所关心的人为他们祷告。
Unseen by other people, behind closed doors.
没有人看见这些门后的祷告。
From people's offerings to the church.
向教会的奉献。
Trusting that the money will be used wisely.
相信他们所奉献的教会会智慧的使用。
From all of the lives that were changed right in front of us.
从我们看到的眼前所有那些改变的生命。
If you look hard enough,
如果你看得足够仔细的话，
you will see lives changed right in front of your eyes.
你会就看到生命就在你眼前改变。
A lot of times we think we don't see them.
很多的时候我们以为没有看到。
But it's because we are not looking hard enough.
因为我们没有努力去看。
Like I said, if 15 years ago someone said to you that Jeff is going to be able to even stay as a Christian.
十年以前有人甚至怀疑。
15
年以前甚至有人怀疑我还会不会是基督徒。
It's a miracle that I'm even able to continue to walk and follow God himself.
我今天能够继续的跟从主自己实在是一个神迹。
I can truly tell you that the Holy Spirit's work is alive and well in our church today.
可以说今天圣灵在我们教会的工作是活的。
And may God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
To truly see and treasure.
能够真正的看见并且宝贝。
This beautiful collage that God has given not only to the newborn church, the fellowship at that time.
神不单单赐给当时那个新生教会这样美丽的图画。
But that God has also given us this collage to live by and live for.
也神也把这样美丽的图画赐给我们。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the time.
主，我们谢谢你赐给我们的时间。
Words of men are so imperfect.
人的话如此残缺。
That there's this beautiful and perfect picture that you've shown us right in front of us.
你所赐给我们眼前这幅完美的图画，美丽的图画。
We can't describe it fully.
我们没有办法完全的描述。
But once again, we offer up these words and your own passage into the hand of the Holy Spirit.
那我们再次把你所赐给我们你自己的话交在圣灵之中。
May you help us to understand.
愿你帮助我们能够明白。
What a beautiful will you have.
你向我们显现的旨意是何等的美丽。
And this will is upon us.
你的旨意也在我们身上。
And you shall accomplish your will.
你要成就你的旨意。
We thank you. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.